From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
On this week's program, One Seventh-day Adventist Church is sharing the love with its first mobile medical and dental clinic. Stay tuned.
Commuters, did you know it is against the law for rural bus operators to pick up passengers along bus routes in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, the KMTR? If caught, these operators can be charged with operating contrary to their licenses under the Public Passenger Transport Act. Make sure you take JUTC buses or the yellow-coded authorized buses within the KMTR and go about your business without being stopped by the police. JUTC, your route to excellence.
In an effort to extend the reach of its annual community health fair, the Brayton Seventh-day Adventist Church has created a mobile medical and dental clinic able to take basic health care to any community in Jamaica. The clinic is housed within a 20-foot container that sits on a 23-foot flatbed truck. It has its own electrical, generating, and water systems and three offices, two for basic medical services and one for dental. Brayton SDA has been conducting health fairs since 2003 as a means of providing back-to-school medicals and other basic health care at no cost to surrounding communities in Portmore. The clinic serves more than 600 persons each year. Director of Health Ministries at the church, Elder Randall Williams, says the idea of the mobile clinic was born in 2012 when the church recognized that there were some people who were not able to attend the clinic at the church due to financial challenges.
Over the years, we've had a health expo annual in the month of August, and the needs have just kept growing. We've had 500, 6, I mean, lots of people. Every year, it has increased. So we recognize that we could not really deal with the number of persons who really needed the service. So we thought, you know, the best thing is take health care to them. Those who can't make it, take it to them.
Elder Williams says professionals have given their time and effort to make the services free.
When we go with the mobile, there's no cost because the persons who work on it are volunteers.
The idea was shared with the congregation, and after 3 years of planning, building, and fundraising, the mobile clinic is now a reality. The team of volunteers travel around Portmore meeting the practical needs of individuals within the community, doing what Jesus did when he walked the earth. The mobile clinic was officially launched on November 14 on the church grounds. Chief Executive Officer of Andrews Memorial Hospital, Dr. Patrick Rutherford, was guest speaker at the launch. He lauded the team for their practical way of showing love to their communities, adding that he looks forward to partnering with the mobile clinic in ministry. Member of Parliament for South St. Catherine, Fitz Jackson, also welcomed the efforts of the church, promising the support of his own team and the government. Dozens of church and community members attended the launch and watched as the truck was unveiled to the public for the first time. The Jamaica Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventist Churches celebrates its 125th year of service to the Jamaican people this year.
Sharon, how you look, sir? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how you eat, sir?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant Kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the Kalaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me Kalaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311, or the Prader Larson Prevention Unit.
We've come to the end of our program today. Thank you for listening. I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.